More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey about to do Second Date Update. Before we do, we're going to give you some tickets for AJR. This is June 17th, Concord Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. We've been giving them away all week. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. If you want to win yours, just call. The number is 800-800-1013, and we'll hook up caller 20. All right, here we go. Second Date Update. Tyler, are you there?
I'm right here.
Why don't you tell us what's going on, Tyler? Tell us how you guys met. Tell us how the date went and what's gone since then.
All right. So we met, you know, normal way. We met on Tinder.
Right.
And we went out. We had a nice date. We went out to Mexican food out in Walnut Creek. And it was a couple weeks ago now, and it was good. It was very good. And my favorite part of it was that she, like, wasn't afraid to eat in front of me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, She put down a whole plate of enchiladas, and I was like, you know, I've been on so many dates where people are like just picking at their food and being weird. Anyway, I just appreciate a woman who can eat, you know?
So sexy, right?
She's great. Yeah, it was great. And we were having a good time. Weather was super nice. She was like she had this sundress on that was so cute.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about food a lot. Obviously, I care about it too. We talked, you know, travel and the whole thing. Like, we were just like hitting it off, I think. And also, we both love dogs. She's actually got a German Shepherd, and I've got a little Maltese, which is, you know, it's normally the way around, right? So I thought that was super fun. Anyway, I thought it was going great. I thought, you know, this is one that I don't usually get cocky, but I was like, shoo in for another date, right? We're definitely going to do it again. And then she completely disappeared. I felt like for sure this was my one, you know, like that I, not the one, but like that I had nailed this one.
Did you guys make out or anything at the end or what?
No, nothing. It was a very
make out. What
friendly
are you nine?
Goodbye.
I don't know. Was there a hug, a kiss? Sorry.
Any physical contact?
Just a hug. It was just like, it was casual. It was friendly. I don't know, but like it was sweet. It felt like, you know, maybe, but like it felt like we were becoming, like we were actually talking. You know, we were actually connecting. So like I wasn't worried about that. I thought that was like normal. That felt good.
And you know, a woman who is passionate about food carries that passion into other areas.
Is that right?
Yes.
Tell us more.
I think I said enough.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. You know this already. We'll have you on the line. We're going to call Cassandra and see how the date went from her perspective. Sounded like it was pretty awesome. But maybe she's been busy. Who knows?
Who knows? Okay. Maybe she got a bad enchilada.
Maybe. Can you hang on the line for a song?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay, let's do that, and then we will call her next. It's a Second Date Update, Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We are in the middle of Second Date Update. We've got Tyler on the phone. He's calling about Cassandra, who he met. He digs her tons because she is not afraid to eat.
I like that.
I do, too.
It's like, I'm not getting a salad on a first date.
No.
No.
My wife actually had a server at a restaurant. She said, you eat like a trucker. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I
made her
that.
Sexy.
My
All
husband
right.
calls me his big eater.
There you go. Tyler, we're going to call her, okay? And we'll see what's up.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, dude. Hang on the line. Mute your phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Cassandra. How are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
Oh, my God. So friendly.
This is Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3.
Oh, really?
What's up?
Okay, cool. Hi, guys.
Hey. So
you sound so chipper.
She is.
Early.
So early in the morning.
I know.
Do you listen to our show?
I do.
Okay.
So do you have any idea why we're calling?
Is it Second Date Update, maybe?
Hell yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Oh my God, I feel famous.
Okay. Oh my God, the girl said that yesterday.
Yeah,
what was
she
her
did.
Name?
Oh, that's so
really?
Funny. Heather, I think.
I feel famous because you're famous. Okay. So you know why we're calling. Do you know who we're calling about?
I have a guess and a hunch. I'm going to go with Tyler. Is
okay.
that it?
It is Tyler.
Tyler, she knows the thing. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Tyler's on the line, and he'd like
Hi,
to know
Tyler.
Why you're not getting back to him.
He would love a second date. He thought the first date was awesome. He'd love to do a second. So what's up? He's feeling
you
ghosted.
You can already hear it, right? She's just super fun.
Yeah. No, totally.
Maybe I'll take Cassandra out.
Tyler, you are such a nice guy. Like, I really did have a great first date, but I have, like, a hard and fast rule, just, like, not dating smokers.
Oh.
So that's what it is for me.
Okay, Tyler, you left that part out.
I mean, I'm not a smoker, though. I'm not.
How do you mean? I mean,
then, like, why would she say that?
Do you smoke?
Every once in a while, and only when I'm, like, when I'm nervous. And so I was, like, nervous about the date, and, like, I would never do it around people. I would never do it indoors. I was just, like, nervous about the date. So I got there early, and I went a little walk around the block, and I had one. And that's it. But it's like, I'm not actually a smoker.
But you smoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a vegetarian, but I eat bacon.
Right. And he's right. He didn't tell me. I just, I could smell it on him. I have the experience of, like, my ex, he was a closet smoker, which is what this sounds like to me. So I do know all the tricks, like putting on cologne or Febreze, breath mints, gum, all the things. So, it's just, honestly, this may sound extreme, but it's true for me. Like, it feels like a little too much PTSD from my last relationship. So I'm just like, I need a non-smoker in my life this time.
It seems like a lot for such a small thing. It really is just every once in a while.
Cool. So I totally get that. But also, please don't, like, undercut what I'm saying, right? Like, it's not a small thing. For me, I just said it's a big thing. So telling me how I feel about it doesn't feel great.
Tyler, would you quit for her?
I mean, it doesn't even feel like a thing that I could quit. I'm not even doing it. So, like, it's just,
he's not listening.
I mean, it sounds like that's not a conversation worth having. I feel like I already blew it on this part. So the first date went well, but the second phone date is not going great.
I kind of rob banks, but I mean, I only do it every once in a while. So I'm not going to get arrested.
God, I love you. I love you right now so much.
I'm not making fun of you, Tyler. It's just, it doesn't sound like you're ready to commit to completely quitting.
I mean, I'm certainly not for, it doesn't feel like that's what's happening. That's not what she's asking. So I'm going to respect this boundary now and just slink away.
Oh, all right. I guess we're good here. It's a lot easier when the person that calls taps out, I guess. I don't know.
They don't have to slink away. They could just kind of, you know, mosey
They
on.
Could. They could. Slinking. Anyway, happy Friday, everyone. It's Marcus and Corey.